The prodigal son parable is sometimes called our Lord's greatest parable. Like they say, everything we need to know about the spiritual life is contained in that parable. And it starts with the son saying to his father, "Give me the share of your estate that should come to me." Like normally the estate would be divided at the father's death. But the father obliges, and respecting his son's freedom, he divides his estate. Now the son is a rebellious teenager. He knows everything and needs no one. And he spends everything on a life in the fast lane. And shortly after that, he hits hard times. And the son hires himself out as a swine herder, like a shepherd of pigs. And now this parable is directed to the Pharisees. And the pigs were unclean, not kosher. They were, like you say, unclean animals, basically because they live in the mud and eat garbage. And the younger son, the son is envious of the pigs. He longs to fill his belly with the husks that were fodder for the priests, that were fodder for the pigs. Okay, and this is kind of grossing out the Pharisees. And the son has hit rock bottom. Like we say, he's envious now of pigs. And he comes to his senses. He begins to rehearse an apology. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers." And then he sets out to return home. And his father sees him when he is a long way off and runs to meet him. Running for an old man is undignified. And the implication is that the father throws respectability to the wind. And in demonstrating his desire for reconciliation with his son, he wants to reconcile as quickly as possible, to welcome him back home. And one of the points there is that the Bible is not the story of man's quest for God, but the Bible is the story of God's quest for man. Like God is the hound of heaven. God humbles himself, kind of throws respectability to the wind in seeking us out. And the outstretched arms of the Father represent the infinite mercy of God. And the Son begins his little rehearsed spiel. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But the Father interrupts him, puts a ring on his finger, which is the symbol of restored sonship. Restored dignity. He restores the dignity of sonship. And a robe, which symbolizes God clothes us with the robe of grace. Now that wouldn't be a bad ending, but the parable continues. There's an older brother, and he hears about the celebration and asks the servants what's happening. They tell him that your brother has returned and your father has killed the fattened calf. And the father pleads with the older son to come in and join the celebration. The older son says that for years I have worked, I have slaved for you. You never gave me so much as a kid goat. He has worked without joy in his heart. Much like the Pharisees. But the father says to the elder son, "Everything I have is yours." He's already given his other son half of the inheritance. Okay? Whatever's left belongs to the elder son. But he says, we must rejoice. We must kill the fattened calf, which was being saved for the great celebration. And to live in the Father's house is to live in a right relationship with God. It's to live in this loop of self-giving charity, a life of living union with God. And again, the parables directed to the Pharisees, who are like the elder brother. They labor without joy, refusing to rejoice in the spiritual good of those sinners that Christ is embracing. Charity has yielded to envy. The fruit has gone rotten. And obviously the prodigal son is the hero of that parable. Though he has fallen below the level of pig, he rises and returns to his father's house and is restored to sonship. And they sum this parable up by saying that prodigal son took two journeys, one away from the father and one back to the father. And we're all on a journey, away from God or back to God. And Lent is the time when we make that journey back to God, returning to the Father's house to be restored with the dignity of his grace, with the dignity of sonship. So we pray that we may remain in the Father's house, and for all those who are away, that we may rejoice upon their return.